Convincing reluctant students to come to school can be a tough sell, even under the best of circumstances. Throw in remote learning in a pandemic, and the ability of school officials to connect with disengaged youth has become even harder. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, education officials across Vermont say truancy is on the rise.
Until a couple weeks ago, the 350 or so students at Leland and Gray Middle and High School in Townsend had been confined exclusively to remote learning since Governor Phil Scott declared a state of emergency last March. Bob Thibault has been principal at the school for 5 years now. He says a lot of his kids just kind of tuned out, and he says those disengaged students fall into two buckets.
One was they come to class, and their camera's probably off. It's like the black screen. They may or may not do some work, but they're dialing in at least. Like, we know they're alive.
But then there was a second group.
The second group was the we don't know where they are, the ones that they've ghosted us, if you will.
That group is the one that kept Thibault up at night. And so late last fall, he and the school counselor hopped into Thibault's Subaru and started traveling the rural countryside with a list of names to visit.
You know, a lot of times we'd come up on houses that were, no one would come to the door, it looked dark. Sometimes it'd be lights on, you could tell, you could hear noises, but no one would answer the door.
Other times someone would answer the door, and Thibault would get to talk with either a student or a parent or whatever adult the kid happened to be living with. What Thibault saw on those trips was heartbreaking, he says.
You know, people in really rough trailers, people in really, you know, shacks that rely on just a wood stove, sometimes without heated hot water.
Principals across Vermont are telling strikingly similar stories, and they say retrieving the students they've lost during the pandemic is going to involve more than just academic intervention. Beth O'Brien is the principal at Richford Middle and High School in the Northeast Kingdom. O'Brien says it's tough for a kid to care about math or science class when they don't know if they'll get to eat dinner that night.
And we need to really focus on meeting people's basic needs, and I think that's what it's come down to.
According to Jay Nichols, head of the Vermont Principals Association, the advent of remote learning has triggered a spike in kids not showing up to class. The Agency of Education sent out a survey to districts earlier this week so it can quantify the magnitude of the truancy problem.
Learning is a social construct, always has been. That's why, you know, Plato and Socrates were pretty successful teachers. You know, discussion, talking, you know, clarifying your thinking, hearing the thinking of others, that's how our brain's wired to work. And the less of that you have, the harder it is to learn.
Virtual learning, Nichols says, isn't the only thing complicating academic life for students. The pandemic has also exacerbated financial stress for families that were already on the economic margins.
A principal had told me that he went into Hannaford's after school one day and saw two of his students working there who both had missed school that day. And they both were like, our parents lost their job. Oh, we got to work. What are you going to say to that kid?
It's a script that Chris Young, the principal at North Country High School in Newport, has been working on.
Most importantly, it's not about punitive measures. You know, it is about, we want you back. We need you back. We miss you when you're not here. And what can we do to help you come back into the school environment?
As COVID-19 vaccines roll out, schools are beginning to see glimmers of light at the end of the pandemic tunnel. And they're starting to think about how they're going to make sure all of their students, especially the ones they've lost touch with, make it out the other side.
We actually know exactly who these students are. It's not as though we've lost track of them and don't know where they are and what they're doing. We know who they are. We know where they are. And for whatever reason, the students are just not doing their classwork. They're not signing into Google Meets. They're not coming in for their in-person days. And so it's a real problem.
Young says getting kids back into the school environment and helping them make up all the credits they've lost in the meantime is going to require a new kind of approach to learning.
So this idea of a typical summer school where kids are going to come in and they're going to sit down for 2 hours for 5 days straight, you know, for 3 weeks to get their English credit, I just don't think is going to work.
What might work, Young and other principals say, is assembling teams of counselors, educators, and case managers and conducting intensive and ongoing interventions in the lives of students and their families. Heather Boucher, Deputy Secretary of Education for the Scott Administration, says her agency plans to help districts with what she calls the, quote, whole family approach.
And the idea is that unless we kind of do this type of proactive whole family approach, we're really not going to be able to get to and kind of like get at the root cause of what's going on for our students who are not showing up.
And the state will have some considerable financial resources to make it happen. Vermont schools are slated to receive nearly $130 million in pandemic recovery funds. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.